Good morning, I'm Alexandra Bryant and this is the Fifi Feather Nick Bulletin. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival has wrapped for another year, once again drawing praise from all around.
Last weekend of the Comedy Festival, so ramming lots of shows in
and it's over.
Shows
I want to see.
Well, it's done.
That's annoying.
The comedy's on all year round. Head to Basement
I was
Comedy,
see Ed
the Comics
Burn,
Lounge.
I really wanted to see him.
He's gone.
Him and his piano.
Anyway, yeah, great fun. You should do that comedy stuff more often. It's really
fun. Yeah, I should have a crack.
Yeah. You should do it next year and we'll get around it.
Yeah. Can we help you write a show?
Let's stop at what Fev said.
Yeah, we'll just get around it.
Radio broadcaster, entrepreneur and mother of two, Fifi Box, found herself in a sticky situation with customs after a piñata full of lollies was found in her suitcase on a trip to Fiji.
Trixie had her birthday when we were on school holidays in Fiji. Daisy and I went to the party shop. We bought all decorations. Daisy, when we were at the party shop, Daisy's like, can we get a piñata? Because she loves whacking it. So I went, yep, we'll get it. Now, it took up half my suitcase, so I'm not kidding. I had to sacrifice things I was taking. Like,
just put it in the piñata.
Like, I was like,
grab it when it falls out. There's my makeup. Well, there's the iPad.
In an effort to drive recruitment, a list of unglamorous jobs with larger-than-life salaries have been released by the Victorian government.
We've got John from Berwick. Hi, John.
So I work in a gold mine. So I'm basically underground mining supervisor. So my job entails looking after all our underground operations.
How much do you get?
$350 a year, plus
bonus. If you find a bit, John, could you just pocket it?
Professor.
Hang on. Yeah. We're not in Raiders of the Lost Ark now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. I've been down in the mines in Sovereign Hill. I just thought.
Yeah, I literally think she's panning at Sovereign Hill, all dressed up in the old kit.
Being down the mine, she means the gift shop.
In the wake of the raid on rapper Sean P. Diddy Combs' LA mansion, rumours are rife about involvement with other artists.
There's rumours about all of them. Jay-Z, Diddy, allegedly.
I know this is very rich coming from someone who has a segment called Celebrity News, but I just hate rumours. I'm a fact person.
Celebrity News!
What? You just did a segment on it.
Yeah.
I love a fact. Rebel Wilson's memoir, fact.
Says who?
According to her.
And lastly, a Harry Styles fan has been sent to jail after mailing him an unprecedented 8,000 letters in a single month.
She's just obsessed with him. She loves him. And now she's in jail. Mm.
She's got more time to write letters.
You were getting letters from a listener in jail.
Me personally?
Yeah. Some of them were a bit full on, so I wasn't letting you see some of them.
You prefer to just surprise her on air with that fact now?
Yeah. Are you telling me for the first
time? I thought I told you this.
I've never heard this in my life. What do you mean someone from prison was... What? Way to alarm me live on air. I don't know if I can go on with the show.
Are they still in prison?
I hope so.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Feb and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
He's going to edge us.